Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and today I'm here with Bridget. Hello.
Hello. It's wonderful to be here.
It's fantastic to have you with us again, Bridget. Now, this week, Rosemary shared in our Heartbeat and I really love the title that she gave this Heartbeat. It's Jesus Stills the Storm Still.
Yes.
And I just love it because it's such a reminder that Jesus wants to continue to calm the storms in our life.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just he did it for you once in your life and that's it. He's done it now. Now you're on your own.
Yeah. You should know what to do.
Yeah. like we've had this experience and Jesus has come and then, yeah, made us feel peaceful about something. But, okay, I've done it for you once. That's enough.
Yeah.
Like I think it's a reminder, especially some of us who've been on the Christian walk for a bit longer, to know he continues to come.
Yeah. And that no matter kind of how long or how short you've been walking it, you're always going to come into storms. It doesn't matter how rehearsed you are being a Christian.
But something else will come.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so just that beautiful reminder of he will do it again, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of particularly got from this Heartbeat, just this reminder that if he's done it for you before,
yeah,
he can do it again, but he will do it again.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the will. I think sometimes we go, well, he can. We know he can.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit more doubt of, oh, but he's already done it. Maybe I don't deserve another calming of the storm. That's certainly what I got from it. So, it was interesting. So Rosemary talks about the story of Jesus, or the disciples rather, being in the boat.
Yeah.
There's a big storm. And Jesus is asleep. And they're like, what are you doing? I could never sleep in a storm like that. Gosh, on a boat.
No.
Yeah. And they're thinking, like, one of the questions that Rosemary asked is that the disciples are thinking, what sort of man is this? Because they're trying to think, like, who is this that calms a storm but also can sleep in a storm? And, you know, and I actually thought about, if I relate it to my life, there are times where you do think, who is this? Jesus, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, trying to figure out someone who is human but divine at the same time.
Our brains can't
conceive of it. And then obviously, like, they're perishing the storm and they cry out to God. And, like, again, Rosemary said something along the lines of they didn't fully understand who the Saviour was.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he can help us.
Yeah.
And how often do we cry out to God and we don't fully understand, but there's a hope and a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think in that, like, that not understanding, that trying to understand, which we are always trying to understand, I think God is so far beyond our understanding.
Yeah. Yep.
But our humanness is always trying to understand more. I think it just speaks to the power of God.
Yeah.
Is that it's so beyond what we can conceive or imagine.
And it's interesting because for some of us, that's too frustrating.
Yeah.
Because we want this grounding and we want this definite answer. And we want to know.
Yeah.
But that's where faith then comes in.
And there's a freedom in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's beyond ourselves. That you need to, over time, I think you realize you trust in that.
Yeah.
But that's hard to do. And that, I suppose, that's the journey as well, learning to trust in what we don't fully understand.
It's one of the storms, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If we continue in the story, we see then, oh, that's right. Rosemary asked, like, why was Jesus asleep? Everyone's like, feels like they're perishing and they're scared. And so, like, it makes you think about our own life when we're in storms, when we might feel like God's not there.
Yeah.
And that questioning of God, what are you doing?
Yeah. Or know? Where are you?
Yeah.
Like, I almost that that I need you, but like I don't feel you. And I think we rely so much on feeling.
Mm.
And it's so God's presence for us to put him in a box of just feeling is doing exactly what the disciples were doing. They were trying to understand Jesus, trying to put him in that little box. But God is so present and so much more with us beyond what we feel in those moments.
Yeah, which is, again, one of those hard things to get your head around because we are so finite in ourselves. Mm. Like we are our emotions and those feelings.
Yeah. That. And as a woman as well, Emma.
Oh, no, I know what you mean, Bridget.
Ruled by my
emotions. I was
emotions.
Going by that too. Like yesterday I felt really unpeaceful, but then my mind's going to me, Emma, you don't have much on today. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, but like the emotions were like feeling anxious, but it's like the brain's going, you are okay. Like so there is nothing going on. Yeah.
We took our kids to this place called Bell's Rapids yesterday, and it's essentially a whole heap of rocks and like a flowing river.
You're in the bush.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, right? Yeah. And it was wonderful, but I am can sometimes be a bit of an anxious parent when it comes to climbing things and jumping off things, and because I have two boys, I've got two boys and two girls, but my two boys were just off and just jumping from rock to rock, and I'm just trying to like calculate my steps between different rock faces, and it was chaos.
Yeah,
but I just had my husband has this incredible gift at bringing peace and calm, and he was like challenging our girls to go and jump around on these rocks and everything. I'm like, just can everyone just come back a little bit and just stop before someone goes off, you know, into the water, which at the end of the day, they're just wet. It's fine. But every, you know, every time I had one of these moments where I was like, oh, come back, you know, or something like that with one of the kids, he was so amazing at just being like, it's okay. And he would just give me those hands like, calm down. It's okay.
Yeah.
They're just playing, you know. And it was just that real reassuring. And I think sometimes just in our lives, sometimes that's just Jesus's voice.
Yeah.
Is just we can get worked up and run away with things and he's just going, it's okay. Just calm down.
Yeah.
It's not about making me feel a whole heap better. Like I still have like some of that anxiety, but it's just that calling me back to just to ground myself and to just be, you know, be present.
Yeah. And yeah, it's a good description of even in the story where Jesus calms the storm, he brings that peace, doesn't he? Of just, it's all right. And when you said like, it's okay, it also makes you think the next step, trust in me.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Jesus brings peace and then we trust.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Or you can go the other way too. We trust and he brings peace.
Yeah.
Like he can, doesn't matter which way, but he does that. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good, I think, good description of, just that peace that you feel when we do allow Jesus to come into the storm. Like I think we have to let him sometimes come in too.
Yeah.
Because we can easily just block him out and go, nope, I'm dealing with this situation myself in my own strength.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a list person, you've written down how you're going to get out of something or what you're going to do. But we often need to be open to that peace coming in.
Or on the other way of, I should know what to do. You know, like I should know how to deal with this by now.
Yeah.
All these kinds of things in my life and it's not happening. And so we shut out that way as well. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I've written down here that I've written these words, peaceful because he lives in the kingdom of God, as in we are peaceful when Jesus comes into our life because Jesus is in control and he's living in the kingdom. And in God's kingdom, we're living in his ways. That's when we find peace.
Yeah.
And so I suppose just a reminder for us to live in his kingdom.
Yeah.
And that's just coming back to again going, well, God, you are in control. You know, like you were saying earlier, we're always going to have storms in our life. You know, you overcome something and you think, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, and then something else comes up. And so we need to just continue to remind ourselves to live in God's ways. It doesn't mean the storms won't come, but we can have that peace that he's in control.
I think that takes us beautifully to when Rosemary shared about being in the world and not of the world.
Mm.
And she said, get in Jesus's boat.
Yes.
And I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved that kind of image of, you know, chaos and crazy and what I'm a very visual person.
Yeah.
So when she says something like that, or I hear something like that, I can see myself, you know, jumping
actually
into this little
in
dinghy like with Jesus it's like super calm and it's great. But it just equips us to to tackle on with the storm.
Did you want to share something about also about a story in your own life of when you've had to
peace? My husband is this peace bringer. Like he just has this this deep faith and this this calm about him all the time. And I am not like that, Emma. I am erratic and anxious and overwhelmed most of the time, but he is certainly my opposite when it comes to that. And it was probably about 18 months ago my mum got diagnosed with cancer. And right before this had happened, she had done a bone marrow transplant for her brother who had cancer. And so I remember getting this call one day. I got a text from my dad asking for a family meeting, which we never do, Emma, so we knew something was wrong. And then we I got a phone call from my dad saying, you know, when can you come? And everybody kind of organized to get there at this one evening, and I was out with Joel and the kids, and I was the last one to arrive. Now I'm the baby of the family. I'm the baby of five kids, and so all my siblings were all there and everybody already knew.
And oh, okay. Yeah.
So I kind of walked into the room and I was like, something's wrong. Someone must be sick.
Yeah.
It can't be my dad because he called. It can't be my mum because she's just done this bone marrow transplant. I'm like, oh, maybe it's one of her sisters who I'm very close to. So I was getting very worried, but it just didn't occur to me in any way that it would have been someone in my immediate family.
Yeah.
And so when I walked in and I saw my auntie who lives in Sydney was there, that was obviously a trigger. I'm like, my goodness, one of my aunties is sick. And she just said to me, hug your mum.
Yeah.
And so then, oh.
Yeah, I know, you're getting me too. Yeah.
In that moment, being the last person to know, it was very shocking. And it did rock me a lot.
Overwhelming, I would have imagined a bit.
Massively, because I was so sure that it wouldn't be her. Now, my mum is like my best friend.
Yeah.
But I would have bet my life, my house, everything that I owned, that it wasn't her.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that she would have been able to do all of this stuff for her brother, all of this medical stuff, without it being detected. And that's where they were kind of, you know,
didn't add up to you.
It didn't add up to anyone.
Yeah.
And I mean, in that alone is the grace of God. Like the fact that she was able to do that.
Yeah.
And still being so sick.
And
I was a mess.
Yeah.
I was an absolute mess. And it was almost like everyone had had the shock and then they were able to calm. And so everyone was kind of on Bridget duty like, to try and look after me. But it wasn't until somebody got Joel there that it brought that peace that he carries and that he has in himself, and that calm. And gosh, in that moment, I was like, that is what I want in my life, you know, and that is Christ in him.
Yeah.
And that is what he's been gifted with. But we can access that. And so, yeah, that's certainly something that I try and integrate, just when my kids are climbing on rocks or when somebody's, you know, getting terrible news, is where can we practice accessing that peace from God.
That's a beautiful story. I agree.
And my mum's fine now, by the way.
Which is good. Yeah, that's amazing.
She had a journey, but we're on the right track.
Yeah, I suppose when I'm thinking about the weekly challenge for this week, like I've written down turn to Jesus in our storms, but maybe it could be something more along the lines, ask God for that peace, you know,
yeah.
like just that reminder, God, would you bring me peace in this situation yeah. right now? Because I think that, well, that's really the calming of the storm, isn't yeah. it? It's the peace.
Yeah.
Like even though we know in the story, like the wind dies down and everything, but it's because we feel peace. And when yeah. we feel peace,
yeah.
we can still go through hardship.
Yeah.
But there's a strength that we have.
Definitely.
So I think we should pray for that this week. Yeah. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to share for the podcast as we're coming to a close for this one?
I think in terms of finding that peace in that moment, I think it's sometimes we, as humans, we need more than just Jesus, come and give me peace. Like finding your words around that, whether it is that you say the Our Father
yeah.
or you say a Hail Mary or you meditate. Or what is it in those moments? Equip yourself. Find something
yeah, that's good.
That can in those moments be more than, oh, Jesus, why? Like, just come. Like, yeah. just come and fix it.
Yeah.
No, like he's armed us with his word. Find a scripture that you can memorize
yeah.
or have on a little card in your purse or in your car somewhere that can usher that peace
yeah,
upon
that.
Your life.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, that's great. Well, now it's another weekly challenge.
Yeah, just isn't it?
Yeah.
two lots of homework.
Yeah, Emma. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that you really enjoyed that chat this week. We hope that it has helped you and equipped you with being able to find that peace in your life. And remember that Jesus does still the storm still. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. And we look forward to seeing you, chatting with you all next week. Bye.
Bye.